O man, what betrayed you away from your noble Lord? Look at this. Now the situation was that if someone was going away from the door of our Lord, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have decided, shut the door for him forever, and then give him a push from the back, he should go away forever. No, no, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do it like that. Anyone who was going away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told him, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Oh man, what betrayed you from the door of your noble Lord, who is so sympathetic to you, who is so kind to you, who has taken you away from the door of your Lord? Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. It seems to understand, if a small child is angry from his mother, then the mother tells him, oh my boy, you should not be angry from your mom. Your mom loves you. Your mom is so kind to you. Your mom is so good. Why you are angry from your mom? In the same sense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling his servant, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Oh man, who betrayed you from the door of your noble Lord? Allah is so kind, and you are going away from the door of your Lord. Allahu Akbar. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants that my humble servant who is going away should come back to my door. Should come back to my door. And it has been mentioned by the scholars that if a mom has lost the child, then with what love mom waits her child to come back, with more love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits the person who has gone away from his door that he should come back to my door. Allahu Akbar Kabir. And how much mom waits her child? If the child, for example, he was hijacked by the bad person. Now the members of the family, they will be waiting, but the mom is waiting the most. When the time of eating will come, everyone will take the lunch and the dinner. But the mom will say, no, I don't want to eat. Why she does not want to eat? She is hungry. She wants food, but she is not eating, just thinking, I don't know, my son has got something to eat or not, how I can eat myself. Mom is so kind on the child, that my son is away from me, how I can eat something. And then, when the night comes, every member of the family sleeps. And the mom lays down on the bed, but is not sleeping. Why she is not sleeping? She is waiting. Maybe, if my son comes at my door and knocks the door, so we should not delay opening the door for the son. So that's why she keeps awake. Now if this mom is waiting so much that she is not sleeping, maybe my son comes at my door and he knocks the door and there is no one to open the door, I should be there to open the door. So if the mom is so kind, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more kind to his some servants, to his slave. And he says that, oh my slave, come at my door and I am going to open my door for you. That's why an elderly person whose age was, for example, 80 years and he spent his life being forgetful from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never prayed and never came to the masjid. He believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he never came in the masjid. Such a forgetful person. Until his wife died, he had no children, his brother, sisters, all died, parents died, there was no one. And he was just living with one of his friends. And one day, the friend told him, because you cough a lot in the night, So my children, they get bothered. So please go away somewhere else, stay somewhere else. Now when he is pushed away from that house, this elderly person, he thinks, where I have to go? I have no one in this world. Then he thinks, okay, let me go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this elderly person, he is stepping towards the house of Allah, towards the masjid. He is having short breath, so stops at some place, again takes some steps. Again stops at some place, takes some steps. And in this way he is coming towards the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking him that, oh my slave, how you spent your youth when you had wealth, you had beauty, you had energy, you were running away behind the ghair mahram, you did not have any time to come to my masjid. Now what you have? You are just a structure of bone, nothing in you. Why you are not coming? What use you have to come here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not complain like that. Even in this elderly age, if this person is coming toward the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, if he is taking one step towards my house, my mercy is taking two steps towards him. وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتَهُ هَرْوَلَا. If he is coming walking towards my door, my mercy is coming running towards him. Allah, you are so great. You are so kind. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Really we are mistaken if we are away from the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should try to make true tawbah from the previous sins of our life and should take a firm step to live a life of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in future. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, he wrote one story. He said that once I was passing through a street, then suddenly the door of a house was opened. I found a mom was very angry with the son. She was pushing the son, yelling at the son, and she was saying, you don't obey me, don't do any work, you are so stubborn, don't listen to your elders, go away from my house. She pushed the son, and the son just stepped out from the house, and the mom closed the door. He said, I just stopped, what's happening? Now this child of 8-9 years old, he was just crying. So after some time, he started walking towards one side of the street. He kept walking until he reached at the corner of the street. Then he stood there as if he was thinking something. And then slowly, he started coming back until he came at the doorstep. He sat down, and because he was tired and he was crying, he slept. Now after some time, the mom, she wanted to come out. She had some work to do. As soon as she opened the door, she saw the son sleeping at the doorstep. She was not normal. She was still in a very angry mood. She again started yelling, why don't you go away? Why you are here? I don't want to see your face. You don't listen to me. You don't obey me. You don't do any work. You are so stubborn. Go away. So when she again yelled at him, now this son, he again stood up and he started crying, but he said to his mom, Mom, when you pushed me away from your house, I thought in my mind, let me go away. So I went till the corner of the street, and there I thought, I will be servant to someone, he will give me the food, he will give me the dress, he will give me the place to stay, I will get everything. But then a thought came in my mind, I will get everything, but what my mom gives me love, no one is going to give this love to me. When I thought this, Mom, I again came back to your door. I am here, you are my mom, I can't go away. When the son told this, then the mom got melted. And she said, oh my son, if you feel what love I can give to you, no one in the world can give it to you, my doors are open. Come in my house and stay with me. He says, if with this love If the servant comes at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Elahi abdukal asiyataka, oh my Lord, your forgetful person is at your door. Elahi abdukal asiyataka, muqirram bil zunubi waqaddaaka, oh Allah, I accept my sins, but I make dua. Fa in taghfir fa anta lizaaka ahlun, oh Allah, if you forgive this, it is according to your greatness. But if you push me away from your door, is there anyone to forgive me? There is no one. So if we make dua with this state of heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins of our life and He will give us a new life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a new life of His love. We should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that on the day of judgment, He should tell us, oh, you were my lover. So enter into the paradise without any hisab. Wa akhiru da'awana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.